Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £59 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app, online and in-store. Estimated jackpot, account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
You can always shoot us a message and we'll try to throw it out there and maybe get some help. Group therapy. Got a message from a guy who says, recently been on 4 dates with an engaging, beautiful, kind, and compassionate woman I met online. So far, so good. She told me she works at a call center in, quote, customer service. But as she described her job, I realized she actually makes spam calls all day, every day, even to people who've tried to opt out of her call list. Now, she seems to view it as, quote, just a job, whereas I think she is actively causing frustration, annoyance, and ill feeling in the world. Now, we make roughly the same amount of money and come from similar financial backgrounds, so I'm not really being a job snob, but am I unreasonable for viewing this career choice as a bad one? Is realizing your date is a spammer a good enough reason to just call off a blooming relationship that's great in all other ways?
Now, is she a spammer or is she like just a telemarketer?
Yeah.
Like calling and selling something, because that's different.
That's a great question, Kelly. And that's not anything that really he dives into there. But, you know, and I was thinking about this and going, okay, well, is a job a reason to have that be a deal breaker before you really find out more about the actual person, you know?
I feel like it's a bonus if they have a job, right? I mean, they're supporting themselves. They don't live in mom's basement. I think these are all good things.
Those are ways to look at it as the glass is half full. Yes.
Exactly.
Right. And now I'll look at our job and say that maybe, you know, our job could be intimidating to people, you know, for a date where they're like, whoa. I don't want my business put out on the radio. You know, if I'm dating you and then things go bad, you know, you're going to talk about it. And that's not great.
That's why I didn't get married until my 30s.
Yeah, well, I mean,
everybody thought I was going to put them on blast if it didn't work out. I never did that. I kept that stuff private.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's a real issue that, you know, people had, you know, when it comes to dating, you know, like someone who has a career profession like you or I, you know, where, you know, maybe that's not something that they are
comfortable with.
Yeah. And they didn't maybe give the relationship its fair chance because of the job.
That happened to me a lot.
Now, we got a text message from James who said, if you don't believe in it, dump her. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're having those early second thoughts about the relationship this early, I don't know if it bodes well. But again, like if she says it's just a job, but you can't stand her job, then how do you get over that, you know?
But how much is that impacting him, though? I mean, it's not like she's calling him.
Well, maybe that's how they met.
Could be.
Maybe that's...
Could be. Well, then she's really good at her job.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because she picked him up.
Right.
Nikki says, I agree with Kelly. A job is better than no job regardless.
Right.
He doesn't have to like it. And who knows, she may end up liking him enough to change careers if he voices his feelings and sticks it out because he likes her as a person, not holding her job against her. Got to pay the bill somehow.
Yep. He chimes in just about every single week, Andrew the Love Doctor, this time texting us saying, you shouldn't justify breaking this relationship off just because of her job. Everyone's got to work. Now, here's a question to throw out. When is it just a job, you know? What if she were an adult actress? What if she were, you know, in
these
some
are different some situations,
sort of
though.
Industry that were a little bit different? When is it a job just a job?
Listen, that particular job you mentioned could affect him like physically.
Maybe. Yeah, Carrie messaged us and said, I worked in a call center for a while and I enjoyed talking to different people. It was just a job, but I actually kind of liked it. So I would recommend he talk to her about it and not rush to judge. Okay.
Yes, exactly. She could have a perspective like that.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know what it is that she might be selling a product, might be more of a telemarketer thing. He calls her a spammer, but what exactly is she doing?
Right. Now, I got a message from an individual who wanted to remain anonymous who says, I was a male escort for many years.
Made. Plot twist.
Made great money. had a lot of fun. It was hard to keep a girlfriend because of the job. So
I could see that.
So I get what he's saying, but I would say to give it a shot that maybe other guys have had the same reaction to her and not to let it get in his way.
Her job is not anywhere near the level of some of those situations.
I know.
At all.
We got a message from Kim who's like, it doesn't seem like it should be a deal breaker if he really likes her. Not that she's a phone sex operator or anything, LOL, but to each his own, right?
Exactly. But even that, it's like, well, it's still like, that's not a physical interaction with anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know? I mean, so I think what we're all saying here collectively is don't let the job get in the way of a budding relationship.
Exactly.
So
talk it out. Investigate more.
All right. Okay, cool. Good deal.
Did we fix that?
I think
we
so.
We fixed it.
if you want to continue chiming in, you can at Ben and Kelly Show.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.